USA Radio News.
President Trump has one final Make America Great Again rally in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, before the Tuesday midterm elections. Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was on Fox News and asked about his thoughts on the upcoming election.
Frankly, our members feel pretty good because they have a really good message. I mean, look at what we have just been able to achieve in Congress with the president in the last 2 years. A record economy, the military being rebuilt.
U.S. sanctions on Iran were reimposed on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors. The Dow was up 190 points today. This is USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock, available where fine books are sold.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The National Park Service's oldest career service ranger is being honored by Glamour magazine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Glamour names 97-year-old Betty Reed Soskin one of its Women of the Year 2018. She works at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, where she shares stories with visitors about being a black woman in a predominantly white nation. And she said in an interview earlier this year about the political divide in America these days.
Going through these cyclical periods of chaos ever since 1776, and we're in another one of them now. But it's in those times that the democracy is being redefined and that we have access to the reset buttons. And that we're in one of those places right now. So that for me, it's very hopeful.
Soskin's memoir, Sign My Name to Freedom, A Memoir of a Pioneering Life, was published in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the big issues in the 2018 midterm election is health care coverage of pre-existing conditions. In pretty much every state, Democrats are running ads that say Republicans voted against covering pre-existing conditions. But is that the real story? I had a chance to chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She's the director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum, and the first question I asked her was if these ads are being truthful.
Well, it's not, and that's one of the biggest misperceptions about the repeal and replace efforts in 2017. You know, the GOP made a lot of efforts to try to include those protections for people with pre-existing conditions, namely the Affordable Care Act, made it impossible for insurance companies to deny coverage or charge higher premiums on the basis of pre-existing conditions, and a lot of those protections were going to remain in the law. So the GOP was actually being pretty soft in terms of their, you know, actual repeal of that portion. And if you look at the polling, 7 in 10 Americans think it's very important to keep those protections. So I think the political pressure is going to remain on the GOP to keep those protections in place. But I hope that the GOP will revisit the issue and really lead on it rather than simply, you know, embracing the framework that the ACA would leave in place. There are better ways to protect people with pre-existing conditions. The number of people with pre-existing conditions that actually face barriers to coverage was a lot smaller than, you know, what the Obama administration had been saying. So there's simply a better solution to this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.